It's Tuesday, September 6th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Persecution in Afghanistan against Christians is the worst in the world, according to the latest report from Open Doors. But now this. Gandhara News reports that Turkey is persecuting the persecuted. Turkish security forces are using live ammunition and physical force to keep Afghans from entering their borders. So far this year, Turkey has deported nearly 43,000 Afghans. The Afghanistan economy has completely collapsed, reports CNBC. Humanitarian aid to Afghanistan is not enough to sustain its economy, according to the UN Development Program. Several provincial hospitals in Afghanistan witnessed a 70 to 90% increase in the treatment of malnourished children over the first 6 months of the year, and 75% of the children screened in the Shah Joy district were, quote, acutely malnourished, end quote. Sergio Menetti, acting country director for Intersos in Afghanistan, said, quote, the economic crash that has happened as a result of the sanctions against the Taliban and the freezing of the country's assets are having a devastating impact. People have lost their jobs, food prices have gone sky high, and to add to their problems, the drought means that many people have lost their livelihoods as well, end quote. Psalm 10, verse 2 says, the wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. The markets opened today with the U.S. NASDAQ coming out of a two-week 13% decline. The gold price is $1,712 per ounce, and silver weighs in at $18.20 per ounce. Bitcoin hovered around $19,700 Monday. On September 4th, a bizarre stabbing spree in Canada resulted in the murder of 10 people and the wounding of 18, reports CBC. The violence took place in 13 different locations in and around Weldon, Saskatchewan, and James Smith Cree Nation. Police from Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba are searching for Miles Sanderson, age 30, and Damian Sanderson, age 31, after the attacks prompted a dangerous persons alert. Earlier this year, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau introduced legislation to put a national freeze on the purchase and sale of handguns. The Wall Street Journal reports that support for the legalization of abortion among Americans has increased by 5% since March. Now, 60% of voters, including 27% of Republicans, say abortion should be legal in most cases. Only 30% support a 15-week ban. When the poll gave a choice of five issues and asked which made them most likely to vote, respondents put the Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade ahead of inflation. In the providence of God, the United Kingdom will have a new prime minister today, the nation's third female in the top position. A member of the Conservative Party, Liz Truss, has advocated for homosexual faux marriage and environmentalism throughout her political career. When asked about her faith, Ms. Truss said, quote, I share the values of the Christian faith and the Church of England, but I'm not a regular practicing religious person, end quote. She will be the 15th female head of state out of 45 European countries, a list that includes Scotland, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, and Sweden. That's the largest number of female heads of state in European history. The trend towards introducing women as heads of state began in the late 1970s. The British economy used to be the largest economy in the world, but now it's shifted to sixth place behind India, according to a recent IMF report. India exceeded its former colonial ruler in the first quarter of 2021, 75 years after the nation secured its independence. Deuteronomy 28 reminds the nations of this principle. You shall come down lower and lower. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies. And finally, Lifemark the movie hits the screens this Friday, September 9th, and it's only in the theaters for 7 days. It's critical to get your tickets for Friday and Saturday in particular. From executive producers Kirk Cameron and the Kendrick brothers, Life Mark is an inspiring true story which affirms the value of life in a culture of death. Listen to this clip from Alex Kendrick's appearance on Generations Radio.
In 2019, we were finishing our last movie, Overcomer, and we get a call from Kirk Cameron. He says, guys, I've just watched this short documentary called I Lived on Parker Avenue. He said, man, it grabbed my heart. You got to watch this thing.
Okay.
So Stephen and I pull it up and watch it. And it is the true story of an 18-year-old girl who rolls off the abortion table at the last second as the procedure is starting. She says, I can't do this. She places her baby for adoption. That baby was adopted by a Christian couple that could not have children. They named the baby David. 18 years later, David gets to meet his biological mother. She thought he would hate her because of what she was going to do and giving him up. And he wrapped her up in a hug and said, no, thank you, thank you, thank you for letting me live. Thank you for letting me be adopted. He now is married and speaks around the country on behalf of adoption and choosing life. We said, this has got to be a feature film. So that's when we made Life Mark. Mm-hmm. And we had no idea Roe versus Wade would be overturned. So God is doing something.
Watch the trailer and purchase your tickets ASAP at lifemarkmovie.com. That's lifemarkmovie.com. And check out the Generations interview with Alex and Stephen Kendrick at generations.org/radio. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.